Chad Hood fishes remote Alaskan rivers that are also being fished by brown bears. I asked him if that wasn't a pretty dangerous scenario. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Those coastal bears are usually pretty predictable and they kind of keep to themselves. Now, of course, we do take, you know, on a trip like that, there's a number of things that we do to minimize our risk. And one of them is we do bring a portable electric fence. So we'll put that up around, if we can't hang our food, if we're not in areas where there's large trees, you know, we'll put a fence up to protect us from the bears in a sense that we'll wrap it around our tents and our food or our food in our rafts. Because those bears, I've seen them in the past. Years ago, you'd see them jumping on buoys. They really are very curious critters, but we'll put electric fence up, especially if we're gone for the day. You know, that gives you a peace of mind. And if you're sleeping at night, it really gives you more of a peace of mind than anything. And then we'll also have bear spray. Like I had a can of bear spray on my hip the whole trip practically. I think that's a good means for close encounters. But more than anything, I would say with the bears, it's just, you know, your behavior and their behavior, that if you're in an area where you can't see very far, you're in trees or high grass, that you make your presence known, and so that you don't have those accidental run-ins.
Some pretty good suggestions. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.